from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
So it's our 201st episode. We're on our way to 300. So get ready for the ride, everyone. And we're going to start with a little review of Learning Technologies 2022, which took place in London. And it's just been moved to May this year because of the kind of COVID impact. And it's going to be a permanent fixture, I believe. It's going to be in May from now on. So that means more ice creams and less overcoats if you attend the event. So Nigel and I were there in different capacities, and Nigel's going to just pick up on a couple of things that caught his eye. You were in the conference quite a lot, weren't you, Nigel? So tell us, what did you pick up?
Lots, actually. I think there was some interesting sessions. I particularly enjoyed the future of work debate on the second day, and a number of good case studies, kind of realistic accounts of what's actually going on. Now, I was less impressed by attempts to define the future of learning technologies and immersive worlds by showing us PowerPoint two-dimensional illustrations of complex 3D worlds. That's never going to work. You know, I think you've got to find a better way of explaining to people and demonstrating something, and to say this is totally immersive experience and you're looking at stick figures in a massive, boring looking landscape with no idea of what on earth's going on, no movement, no animation, and you've got to kind of imagine it, or you might as well not bother. So there were some things that frustrated me. But I think what I want to talk about is the whole skills debate. That came up a lot. Now, in that work one, McKinsey came up with all their figures about the obsolete skills. You know, every 2 years, 20% of your skills are going to be obsolete, and how many jobs are going to be, all of this stuff, which we've heard 1,000 times, and where there's not a lot of evidence yet that this is taking place. You know, I go back to that Oxford report, which said that, you know, 45% of jobs would go within 12 years without a single shred of evidence. And in the interim years, that just hasn't happened. Jobs have changed, jobs have evolved, but the idea that whole professions go, and we adapt quite quickly to new opportunities. When you think of, for example, the introduction of the computer as a work tool, you know, it's my tool, I couldn't live without it. I used to manage without a computer. We all used to manage without a computer. Now it's an important tool. We've acquired new skills, but it's not exactly devastating. It's actually quite helpful. And I think a lot of the technologies will be assistive technologies. So they'll make work better. They will sit by your side. They will help you. The idea they're going to wipe out jobs, I'm not convinced. I really am not convinced. So anyway, I just wanted to come back to the skills debate. And, you know, there was one session about skills, and they were talking about companies talking about building these skills ontologies of 12,000 skills and clustering every job, thousands of jobs with tens of thousands of skills. And it just took me back to the days when everyone was doing these competency frameworks and spending a fortune on highly complex frameworks where each job had a cluster of competencies and each competence was at 4 levels and each one had to be rated and you could position yourself so you knew your trajectory. And in my experience, they were all totally disastrous because they're way too complicated. No one gave a damn. And I suspect that all of this effort on skills ontology, if McKinsey's right, if you've just created an ontology of 10,000 skills, in 2 years' time, 4,000 or 5,000 of them are going to be completely irrelevant anyway, and you'll have to do another 4,000 or 5,000. So it's like a job for life. Now, and I do agree with what we were talking about earlier, Martin, which is that AI can do this. AI can watch how we work, watch what we do, and it can suggest skills, it can build it automatically in the background. And anyway, my opportunity to talk about areas where I feel strong and areas where I feel weak is also an important part of the factor. You can't cut individuals out and rate me without any intervention on my behalf and tell me that I'm, you know, three quarters, you know, incompetent. You know, I think there are other judges than skills ontologies. So it's just kind of making a comeback, and this whole idea of it's all about skills. Whereas in my humble experience, it's not all about skills. It's about skills, and it's about culture. It's about opportunity. It's about autonomy. It's about motivation. And all those things are way more important than simply skills on their own. If I am feel autonomous, feel I have a really important role, feel engaged and motivated, I'll crunch through endless new skills. If I feel I have no agency, if I feel that I'm demotivated and disengaged, I won't care less about skill opportunities or career development. I'll be looking for another job. So, you know, I think there's a holistic picture, just as I'm been rabbiting on recently about how I'm sick of L&D narrowly focused on content and courses, and let's improve the course quality by asking people what they like and what they don't like. It's all so much hot air and rubbish when we should be looking holistically about what organizations need to succeed. Similarly, you know, skills in isolation look pathetic, really, you know, just so much work. When where is the organization going, and where are the crunch points? And it's where the crunch point of the organization meets staff deficiencies that we should be exploring. And it's rather like, you know, the nodes that we build on communication networks and organizations. There will be crunch points. There will be small areas that companies need to go hard on, not areas where it's okay, we're doing fine, and we're managing. So I, you know, I just don't quite get it. I suppose I'm exposing and explaining my ignorance, but I just get frustrated and worried that a huge amount of energy is going into this. And you know, the point as well, that there seems to be a punch up between HR recruitment and L&D about who owns skills and who's doing the work here. And that seems to me a kind of futile punch up, if ever there was a futile punch up. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Martin?
I was with my company, Fosway Group. So, you know, my experience of the event was actually quite different to previous years, because I was actually, you know, we had an analyst lounge there. So I was in the exhibition hall a bit more, and I wasn't in the conference so much. So I talked to people about what they thought about the conference and the exhibition one. And overall, I think it is interesting. I'll come back to your skills point in a second. But I think overall, I think it's interesting because, you know, I was thinking, well, what's changed here? You know, how does this event reflect this sort of massive change and disruption that has gone on in the last couple of years? And it felt to me like actually in the exhibition hall, there are loads, you know, 200 vendors, a lot of whom are fairly new. So actually there, it felt like this is a market that's, you know, where there's a lot of activity and it's quite buoyant. And that would be correct because, you know, everything has gone digital first over the last couple of years. But what I thought was quite interesting is the conference program reflects more the sort of, you know, it's not a focus on technology, it's more a focus on approaches to learning. Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, what it didn't look like to me was that technology is a really central part of that now. So it's not about technology for the sake of technology. I think we've had all those kind of concerns in the last 20 years that actually, we, you know, it's all the new shiny and all that kind of stuff. That, you know, that has been done to death. Right now, there are massive organizational learning challenges. And like you said, technology is playing a hugely sort of assistive role in overcoming them. So what that means, I think, is that we need to the conference starts to need to look a lot more at how people are doing this. And I think it does to some extent, but I just wonder whether in the coming years we might see more focus on actually skills ontologies. This is how we use AI to dynamically build a skills profile for certain roles in this organization. We do not manually do anything around this anymore. We are pulling in sort of kind of skill, what Fosway we call skills intelligence. So it basically, there's so much data on what people are doing into, you know, it starts with their CV, you know, and I'm not talking about, obviously there are data privacy issues here, but this comes down to what you said about me as a person and me developing my skills and me being shown the opportunities in my organization. Now, if that's what the data is enabling me to see and do, then I'm probably going to be quite comfortable with that. If for one minute it looks like it's being used as a way of, you know, kind of pointing people in certain directions they want to go in, or as a reward, or actually as a punishment, then I think and the employee doesn't understand how that's working, and that's a massive problem area. So there are, and outside of the UK, there are different laws across Europe that govern how data is used. So that's not an insignificant issue here. However, that concept of dynamically pulling in data and insight that enables me as an individual to know the skills that I'm, where I'm weaker and where I may need to develop if I want to, you know, be connected to certain opportunities. And then that AI is then providing me with visibility of the opportunities currently in the organization. Now that would be amazing. And that is beginning to happen. And so I think skills is a really interesting area. I mean, we did some, every year we do research with learning technologies, and we presented it this year. And, you know, it was one of the key, a key theme in that was this whole area of skills and who owns it. And it tends to be HR. And our work suggests that L&D has a lot to do to actually get heard here. Because HR, as you said, will tend to work with recruitment and look at skills as something that is bought in. So that's the solution. But of course, that's not working anymore because, you know, there's massive recruitment challenges across the board and at every level. So we can't do that. So actually, we then have to develop people internally, and there needs to be internal mobility. And guess what? Who's responsible for that? It's learning. So that voice has to be amplified massively, and skills are, you know, senior leadership teams are scratching their heads about because they've got skills gaps. So I think it's a very kind of long-winded way of saying I think there's a lot of opportunity with the technology around skills. It's happening. And I think we need to start seeing evidence of that in conference programs of how people are doing it. I think that would be useful because it shouldn't be seen as, oh, that's a vendor selling their wares. It should be, how on earth is technology enabling organizations to overcome these huge challenges that are now facing them?
I agree. I think you're making really good points. But my position is that if you focus micro on collecting skills together, you're missing the workflow. You know, to me, it's about workflow. It's about how you engineer, maximize the quality of the workflow, therefore the quality of the output, the productivity and happiness and engagement of staff in order to deliver the best products and services to customers. So if you start from that area, yeah. And if you have to have technology crawling through the organization, working out where the blockages are and basically helping people. But my feeling is that it's not, we need to look at 10,000 areas simultaneously. We probably only need to look at 10 or 20 and get that working in the organization and work out how to bridge those skills gaps. And it's not necessarily sticking everyone on a course. It may be just taking young Martin, who knows about this, and sticking him with, you know, older, slower, duller Nigel, who hasn't quite worked it out yet. And out of those, you know, and 10 minutes later, Nigel's able to understand a lot better and do a lot better. So it's a holistic approach, focused on the organization, not a minimalistic micro approach focused on massive compendia and comprehensiveness. Because at the end of the day, you know, if you've got 10,000 skills, what the hell, you know, how many of those are completely just irrelevant? You know, it's just not going to make any difference whether people measure them or not, because they're just inherent in the work process. And maybe that's being overly cynical, but we should probably stop there, Martin. But I think it's a really good point that you're making, that there's a great opportunity now, but it's an opportunity to use technology to improve the flow of work, not technology to map skills. You know, that is a process leading to an end.
I agree with you. I think actually the opportunities around that holistic approach that you've just talked about, that all of those interventions and all of those elements that make work good for someone, that's what you were talking about right at the beginning. We're doing good work, and well, you know, we were talking earlier about that. I think, you know, the technology will begin to just bring all of that stuff in, actually. And I think that's when it gets really interesting. So I agree with you. It's not just about one specific area of skills. It's actually all of those things. But I think that will come with time, our understanding. We know it, but I think we might be able to actually harness technology more effectively to actually deliver it. and so work and quality of work does improve. That might be a very hopeful thing to say. But anyway, good to talk though about LT22.
Thank you. Thanks for those insights. They're really important. From scratch.